If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Come on, people, now! Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I had said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from San Francisco Sports Byline, USA. We are coast to coast. We're bleeding over both borders. That's right. We're in Canada, eh? Happy Abutet for sure, eh? And down in Mexico, El País Amigo. Wherever you are listening to radio waves, great to have you with us. And also other ways of listening to the show. We are on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, all Apple applications for receiving the programming here. Also on the internet at sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live. Any emails you want to send me, those are rick@sportsbyline.com. And those come in handy a few ways for this show. Number one, to win the game, I give away at 40 after. Just give me the answer through the email. Second correct answer always wins the game. And also cheat code requests. Send those, and I do that at the end of the show as well. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. We're also on SBNationLive.com out of Houston, Texas, and on SiriusXM 211 in practice, in progress. 211 in progress, 1 out of 12. See the man, see the man. Mail confirmation. Remember that? Dan Patrick Channel on Sirius Satellite Radio. Great to have you with us, Sirius XMers out there. And great to be back there as well. Also on your television set, forget HBO and Cinemax, and go to where the real excitement is. That is CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network, channel 2, the cable provider, 35 million homes.
Homes.
So the way this show works is that I'm on all these sports talk networks, and this is the only hour all week where we just talk video games, and not just sports video games, but all video games. It's the only hour, so you have to get in and get heard. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. 1-800-878-PLAY. Play is 7529. Once again, 1-800-878-7529. Get in and get heard. Questions, comments, or concerns. My unpaid correspondents tell me what's good, what's bad, what's ugly, because if you're a neophyte, newbie, or you're a hardcore gamer, I want to know what is your cup of tea and what to avoid as well. So we got an interview coming up on the other side here, and then we'll open up the lines and we'll have another live edition. You're in it already. The Video Game Review.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number.
800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel, because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show Robert Markovich, and we're trying to find John Ruby as well, as he's going to join us as well. But they're here to talk about how LOL Esports, Lexus Partners Gaming Events, and Riot Games are partnering up to bring the 2022 League of Legends World Championship Final live to cinemas worldwide, and this will be on November 5th. Robert, welcome to the show, and I guess this is a real crowning moment considering the pandemic and all the things that had been canceled, right?
Well, you are so very correct, and you really nailed it, because this is probably the first worldwide event, cinema event for gaming ever, but you know, coming out of the pandemic, it's especially significant because people are rediscovering the importance of coming together and enjoying a shared experience, and this is a perfect opportunity.
Tickets go on sale at lolintheaters.com, and when you think about the Chase Center right here in San Francisco, where the world champion Golden State Warriors play, it's really come a long way just in the last decade with all these people. Look, people want to make money, and this is why they're jumping on board. This is something that is just going from strength to strength, isn't it?
You really are so accurate here, because, and I think, like you're saying, over the last 10 years, it has just blossomed. And the beauty of it is it's very inclusive. It allows for all types of people. You know, whether you're just sort of a casual player or whether you're a really intense, you know, competitor yourself, everyone can enjoy this. And the thing about it is it really spans the globe, especially with internet and with the access to play against each other with people from around the world. As connections get better on the internet to allow more real-time interaction, it's only going to continue to grow.
Yeah, North America, Latin America, South America, Australia, Brazil, Europe, India, Korea, Turkey. Where is maybe one of your favorite places you heard from and you're like, oh, I didn't know they were playing in Azerbaijan or something?
Yeah, definitely Turkey and Brazil were probably my two surprising locations where the sheer number of players and the competitiveness of those players is fierce and broad. And, you know, it's just, and then also China as well. China has, you know, this is like, I think the number two sport in China is what I was told. And that's, you know, I think behind basketball. That's an amazing statistic to me.
Yeah, I heard they got a lot of people in China. That's the rumor.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you only need a slice of that to feel big, right?
Well, this is a big deal. The opening ceremony presented by MasterCard. It'll feature music from Lil Nas X performing the anthem Star Walkin'. That'll begin at 4 p.m. out here in the city, 7 p.m. on the East Coast. And then an hour later, it'll all kick out. Influencers, celebrities, lots of surprises and treats for the fans, huh?
Yeah, that's very true. There's all, you know, the Riot does an incredible job of focusing on the player, as they say, and on the people that, you know, that participate. And that's actually where this some of that really evolved from. It was, you know, Riot Games had expressed an interest in sort of providing an opportunity for their players to come together in a way, sort of like creating a place for them to celebrate. And it's you know, they apply that to everything they do, from, you know, from skins to downloads to, you know, all these opportunities are always looking to put the player first, and that pervades the entire company, and that's why we were so excited to let this be really our first worldwide project in the gaming space cinema event.
Robert Markovich is here from Lexis Partners, L-E-X-I-S. Tell us how you got involved with Riot Games and what you guys do to pull this whole thing off.
Yeah, so Steve Stagliano works for Riot Games, and he focuses on the execution of world partnerships. And my partner, John Ruby, he used to be CEO of Fathom, which is an event cinema company here in the U.S., and he's also the president of AG. And I worked for John. And together we realized that this was such an amazing opportunity to launch really a game-focused event cinema company that is really catering to the specific needs of the gaming community. You know, John and when I worked John, we had done music, we've done religious events, we've done comedy, film debuts. Gaming is very different; it requires a very specific approach to the clientele, and then also to the people that are buying the tickets. And that's what Lexis Partners is about as a division of Ruby Entertainment.
Well, the Worlds is the pinnacle of League of Legends esports. When you think about the top teams completing regionally, you have 24 teams participating. It's a month-long tournament to get to this point. And last year, the World Championship, more than 73 million peak concurrent viewers worldwide. Are you looking to break that record this time?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's the first time it's been, the champions have been held in the North American continent, I think, for about 5 or 6 years. So it's extraordinarily thrilling to, you know, for us here to bring it home, and then also to give that opportunity worldwide. And there is no doubt with the sheer spreading across the globe with the cinemas that we're reaching, that it will help to enhance the excitement of this, help build a talk within the community, and there's no doubt that they'll break that number for sure. I think they've been increasing year in, year out significantly, and I think it's just the beginning.
Yeah, you're breaking up there a little bit. We're going to fight through it here with Robert Markovich. Do you play? Do you dress in the cosplay? Do you get involved, or are you just making sure the event runs well?
Yeah, I'm really more into the casual playing, and I'm also enjoying watching the cosplay. Me personally, I don't dress up, but I have friends that do, and the fun part for me is watching them get into it and having fun with them about it.
You know, if you think about getting people's eyeballs on this and then going to an arena, as I mentioned, the Chase Center, which is a massive place, the home of the Warriors, and they have a lot of concerts and other such things. Do you see in your mind the esports making it to the Olympic Games and then also concurrently venues being built more around the world specifically for esports?
Well, I think you're starting to see some of the venues being built specifically already, so I think that will continue to grow. In regards to the Olympics, an interesting idea. I'm not sure. I don't know. I guess I look at it a little bit differently because I see the with Riot and League of Legends, this event, as being its own and being so successful and catering to the clients in such a way that, to me, being a part of the Olympics, I don't know that I necessarily want to see that. I'm not sure that that really satisfies me. I kind of feel like this championship, final, is the culmination of everything, leading up to it, the excitement that I really want to see. That's just me personally. Obviously, if the Olympic Committee came after Riot, I guess they'd have their own response.
Yeah. All right. Well, your phone's breaking up. We can barely hear you. So we just want to make sure that everybody checks this out, lolintheaters.com. And that's because here at the Chase Center on the 5th of November, there will be the World Championships for League of Legends. And you can check it out in cinemas worldwide. Robert Markovich of Lexus Partners, thanks for coming on.
Thanks so much. Great to be on your show.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. Let's take a break. Come on back on Sports Byline.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us? We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to this show. Rick Tilla with you, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Get in and get heard. Coming up in the next segment, I will give away the brand new game. I'll also tell you what's new this week on the shelves. And, of course, we're getting closer to the Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. They want you to get the Vault Edition for $100. The regular edition is $69. What I didn't realize about GameStop is when you take the game back, they end up reselling the same game like five or six times. That's not too bad for that company to do such a thing. All right. Anyway, lines are open at 1-800-878-PLAY. So as I was talking about last week, if you missed the show, after nearly 2 years, I finally got a PS5. How did I do it? See, I had a thing where I was not going to fork out more than face value, although I got close. I almost bought one for $680, but the last thing I'm ever going to do also is buy one that's renewed. Renewed means used. It's sort of like certified pre-owned BMW. Yeah, I'll certify this was pre-owned. Somebody definitely owned this before. I didn't want something that had been mangled and then redone. I want the new thing, baby. And I thought $500 was enough. So, you know, at one point contemplating, I had a chance to get an Xbox Series S. No, I want to use the shiny disc. I mean, can you imagine how fast your hard drive would fill up if you just got the digital version? I think the digital version is for people who literally only going to play three games forever. but yeah, I want to be able to buy a game, rent a game, borrow a game, lend a game, all that. So I was waiting for the PS5 disc version, went on Amazon, was invited. You're invited to wait. And then I finally got the email. I got them both for that and the Xbox Series X the same day. They go, you have 72 hours to come up with the cash. And it was $550. So it was an extra 50 because it put, Horizons Forbidden West on there as well, at least the code for it to download. And I'm not really into that game. I don't think I just downloaded it, so I haven't even really tried it, to tell you the truth. But, you know, bow and arrow, feathers, huge bosses. I'm looking forward to seeing the open world. But what's funny is that it's almost like an iPhone where it says, do you want, you know, turn your PS4 on, put it next to it on the same Wi-Fi. Now, what do you want to transfer? And I thought, well, why would I want to transfer everything when it's already on the PS4? And that's the PS4 also has, I mean, I've had it since 2013, right? So 9 years. It also has a external hard drive as well, because that the hard drive got too full and there are too many games I just couldn't delete. I'm like, I put way too much time into that, into that, into that, into that, and I might play it again. So I couldn't delete. So I got the... And it was really great. Just plugged it in and it worked like a charm and all the new games went there. But so far, there are a couple of games I transferred over. One of them is Battlefield 1, just because I hadn't played it in so long. And there's not a lot of people on that server. When you want to play multiplayer in that, just go ahead and take the first option. That's where everybody is. If you try to find a certain amount of maps and you just want to play Rush, you'll be the only one on the map. Literally the only one on the map. But the you talk about launch games. There is a game that comes with the PS5 called Astro's Playroom, and it's basically a way of teaching you how to use the controller. It's a sequel to Astrobot Rescue Mission. It's pre-installed, as I mentioned, on every console, and it was just a tech demo for the DualSense controller. It kind of looks like Sackboy a little bit too. But the interesting thing about that game, and you'll say, well, what are some of the best PS5 platformers? Ratchet and Clank, Rift Apart would probably be the first one. A lot of people like Sackboy, A Big Adventure. Little Nightmares 2, Solar Ash is another one as well. The Crash Bandicoot 4, It's About Time. That's another one. But honestly, I have to say, Astro's Playroom is one of the, hands down, one of the best platformers that I've ever played. And say it's free. Well, it's free. It's $550. But it's just, it's a free download. And you won't regret it. It's just got great platforming in its own right. It's a celebration of all things PlayStation. You'll come across characters from your favorite PlayStation games. There's a lot of digital PlayStation Museum items you can collect. But you have to find them. And that means you got to make your way through a number of levels designed to utilize the full functionality of the PS5 and its DualSense controller. And so you're swinging from branches like a monkey, or you're running around as the Astrobot. You've got this little kind of like, it's almost like a laser beam that keeps you in the air for a little bit longer, like a little jetpack. But it's a lot of fun. And it's a few hours long, and some people are saying, hey, make it happen. You know, make a full-length version of the game. I've been playing it a long time. I haven't gotten through the whole thing yet. But what's interesting about that is that, you know, Vanguard, I already had that. So it said, well, you have the PS5 version. You want to put that on? Not a big Vanguard guy. I mean, I've played it many hours. It's just not as good as prequels. And I thought, I really like to play Battlefield 1 again. Like I said, so I finally get my PS5, and what am I playing? I'm playing a PS4 game on it. I just had to have it. And just getting used to some of the things, like there was one point where I was like, how do I turn this off? Because for some reason, when I turn on my TV, the PS5 goes on as well. And I don't have a Sony TV, I have a Samsung, but I still don't know what's going on there. But I remember, I'm not a complete buffoon. I had Pong when it came out. Yeah, I'm old.
You must be 100.
No, close, I guess. But there was one point where I couldn't turn it off. And I'm pressing the little PS5 logo on the DualSense, which has a mic. And by the way, when you're playing multiplayer games, you can hear the other people coming through your controller. And I mute everyone. In the countless months of my life, and I mean months of my life, that I played multiplayer, I've never spoken to one person for 1 second. It's the opposite. It was like, oh, I go on with my friends. That's awesome. For me, it's an escape. That's the last thing I want to do. And then you get those weird people who are listening to music while they're playing the game. Yeah, I can't do it. But I actually had to go online and put in, I know I sound like a fuddy-duddy, what's this thing called the internet? Get off my lawn. How do I turn off my PS5? And what it is you just press the little button really quickly. And it's like, and then it gives you all the little options for, like, you know, downloads and everything else. Aha. There it is. Because if you hold it, then it goes this other. And then also, you know, on your dashboard, I haven't even tricked it out yet, but you can do all sorts of things where, you know, I'm talking about a game and a system now that's 2 years old. But because of the pandemic, it's not like I just got the TurboGrafx-16 or the Dreamcast. There's this thing called the Nomad. It takes your Genesis cartridges. By the way, I had the Nomad and I love the Nomad. But honestly, it is a thrill to finally have the thing. If I just had more time to to play it. But yeah, because of the pandemic, a lot of people are just now. I mean, like I said, Amazon has to invite you. And somebody was saying, why are they doing that? Why are they holding out? They're not holding out. There was a shortage on chips. Do you really think if you have something that's selling like a hotcake, it's not like diamonds where they don't flood the market, or like gasoline where they don't flood the market. Those two things, diamonds and gasoline, are on purpose held back. Otherwise, it'll lose its value. Pretty rock. I like pretty rock. I love you. Be with me forever. So they'll sell as many as that they can make. It's just that it's hard to get a hold of them. So, you know, one time I almost threw out 750, one, two, and it's just for me. And it's like, well, you know, it's a moral victory. But then I think about it too. I'm playing BF1 on my PS5 with my BFFs, LOL. No. And so I kind of figure like, you know, it felt like, you know, FOMO totally when you didn't have the thing. You know, I'm hosting this show and I'm like, hey, Rick, how about that new PS5 game? I go, yeah, it looks good. I saw it on YouTube. Did you play it? What'd you say? No, I didn't play it. But now I can, which is a lot better to do it as well. So I'm learning, I'm getting through it. And yeah, so if you've had it for 2 years, bully for you. I'm a little bit jelly, but then again, better late than never. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, I'll give away a brand new game and let you know what's on shelves this week and your calls if you want to chime in at 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood, but did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
The Video Game Review.
Rise of the Game.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. It is 40 after. This is the time we give away a brand new game. It's me. The game is called Mars Base. It's for the PC, and it is developed by Quang Lee. That's right, one guy, and published by Freedom Games. This just came out on October 3rd. It says, you have been selected to join the latest Mars colonization mission, establishing a permanent human presence on the enigmatic red planet. As the expedition's main botanist, you'll be responsible for turning a dead planet into a living one, a planter at a time. And it is very much, it looks like a top-down, almost like 16-bit game. I don't think I'd go 32. Maybe 32. But kind of cute looking game. You got to water some plants like Matt Damon. My question is, does this game have to do with watering plants on Mars? Or does this have to do with a scoring World Cup goals? But Rick, didn't you just say? Yeah, I did. It's easy. Once again, let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. Is Mars Base about watering plants on Mars, or is it about scoring World Cup goals? Let me know if you're the second correct answer, and you will get this simulation RPG crafting game for the PC to you, developed by Quang Lee and published once again by Freedom Games, called Mars Base. Excuse me. All right, we'll get to the upcoming games here in a second. I usually don't talk about video game movies or video game TV shows like who's going to be in The Last of Us. I did get excited when I saw Walton Goggins is going to be in the Fallout movie because I love him. But the trailer for the Super Mario Brothers movie came out this weekend. And, you know, if you think about the one with Dr. Lou Albano. Remember that horrifying one? You know, way back. This one is animated. And it looks really cool. Keegan-Michael Key is Toad in the movie, which is funny. But yeah, Bowser comes down and King of the Koopas and trying to steal a star from another kingdom. And so you just wonder where Mario is coming from, and theoretically his brother, Luigi, it's me, Mario, teleported into the Mushroom Kingdom. And Chris Pratt, of course, does everything in Hollywood, so of course he's going to do the Italian accent for Mario. Trying to throw a little Brooklyn in there. I mean, remember in Super Mario Odyssey, there was a shadow in New York. It was called New Donk City. Remember that? And so anyway, Mario and Luigi may be different type of humanoids altogether. Like, where did they actually come from? You know, stylized baby shape, grown men. But after 40 years, you think we might like to know the origin story? You might remember in Yoshi's Island, they are delivered to the Yoshi family, formed as babies, except without their mustaches. Kind of a stork type of thing. But what about Bowser? What's his journey? Remember the trailer showed Bowser actually leading his army against the Nation of Penguins from Super Mario 64? So, and I don't know what the jurisdictional governance of Penguin Nation is, as they called it in the Wall Street Journal. But when Keegan-Michael Key was simply identified as Toad, Toads are a race of beings. And so is he the voice for everyone? I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I think one of the more jarring aspects of the Mario film is hearing Mario speak intelligible, complete sentences. Remember in the 1990s cartoon Super Mario Brothers Super Show, he had a kind of a more of a New York accent. What are you looking at here? I'm walking here. What are you doing? And what is the role of Princess Peach, the archetype of the old damsel in distress? Her role has evolved over the years, sometimes joining the adventure, other times being kind of really unbothered by being kidnapped. But it's voiced by Anya Taylor-Joy, who isn't in the trailer. You know her from a lot of things. The Queen's Gambit. She's got the big pretty eyes. You'd recognize her, of course. So anyway, we'll listen. It was impressive, and I'm not huge into watching too many animated movies, but it looked good. It did look good. All right. There are a lot of reasons, as I transition, why people buy Steam Decks. I was checking this out on Kotaku. A Steam Deck is Valve's portable gaming PC. You can take your Steam games on the go. And some people use it to get the most out of Xbox Game Pass on PC. Some people use it to run a Switch emulator called Yuzu, Y-U-Z-U. Valve admitted as much in a recent YouTube video showing off, you know, very much a Switch-like HDMI dock. But for some people who are pretty eagle-eyed to spot a reference in the less than 3-minute YouTube clip, but there was a Twitter gaming insider named Nebel who pointed it out in a tweet, and it blew up. The Yuzu thumbnail on the home screen is only visible for a split second. It's absolutely there and was presumably downloaded by whoever at Valve assisted in making the YouTube video. So before the end of the day, Valve removed the video and swapped it with a new one in which the Yuzu thumbnail had been replaced by the art for Portal 2, but the damage was done. One of the biggest gaming companies in the world had officially broached the taboo subject of video game emulation. And as an emulator, Yuzu lets people play Switch games on devices that aren't the Switch. Traditionally, that meant PCs. But because of Valve and the flood of other portable gaming PCs hitting the market, there are tons of other options now. So while some people like to pirate whatever Switch games they can use on the emulator, it is possible to legally buy a Switch game, dump the ROM onto a PC, and then use the Yuzu, another emulator, to run it, sometimes at even higher resolutions and frame rates on the Switch. So Nintendo has historically taken a hard line against emulators. But once the DS got hacked, the 3DS got hacked, they became notorious hotbeds for piracy. And earlier this year, the anti-piracy company, a place called Denuvo, announced a new suite of products aimed specifically at developers with games on Switch. It promised them safeguards against any attempts to play them by a new type of proprietary DRM. And so the Steam Deck, meanwhile, has become a hotspot for all types of other emulation besides the Switch, including the GBA, the GameCube, PS2, GBA's Game Boy Advance. But if you've never heard anyone espouse the virtues of the new Switch competitor, its capable emulation abilities have been listed amongst its main perks. They didn't make it explicit, but for just a second there, I can only imagine how quickly the phone calls came in before they went, "Take it down! Take it down! What are you doing? You're killing me." By the way, there was a senior PlayStation executive reiterating Sony's commitment to releasing its games as premium titles. This was the head of Independent Development Initiatives, Shusei Yoshida. He discussed that. He said, "We believe in the premium release of titles at launch." He was referring to how modern digital games life cycles are akin to a film being released in the cinema and then streaming services months later. He said the new PS Plus has tiers, and essentially it's like the old PS Plus. We will still release two or three new games a month, and a new tier extra has a catalog for hundreds to play. For extra, our approach is we like to help the publishers with the life cycle management. I was managing first party at PlayStation, so I know what it's like in the movies. A movie comes out in the theater first, then goes pay-per-view or subscription service or free TV, every time generating new revenue and reaching out to a broader audience. So, listen, Sony's first party titles don't come to PS Plus on day one. We know that. Notable indie titles have had success doing so as well. I mean, this is, you think about games like Rocket League and Fall Guys launch on the platform. But this is just because Sony's CEO Jim Ryan earlier in the year was claiming that games could suffer if they were added to PlayStation Plus on day one. So another thing to keep in mind when you decide what tier you want to join. I'm tearing up, Grandma. I'm tearing up. All right. 1-800-878-PLAY. Let's take a look at the new games this week. Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. This one's a Monday one. Froggy World. But it's only 1G, but it's a picture of a frog. So I want to call it Froggy World. It's a platformer on the Switch. Asterigos, these are Tuesday now. Curse of the Stars, Asterigos, Curse of the Stars, action RPG on all the big boy systems. Dying Light 2, Bloody Ties, action DLC expansion on all of them except the Switch. Evil, so it's evil with an extra L and an E, like Evil, action sim on the Xbox One, X and S and PC. In Sound Mind, an adventure first-person horror puzzle game, Nintendo Switch. Kamiwaza, Way of the Thief, action stealth, Switch, PS4, PC. No More Heroes, action game on the big systems except the Switch. Only on the Switch is Bloodwash, an adventure first-person horror game. Lego Brick Tales, an adventure puzzle game on everything. Stardeus, a sim on the PC. Unusual Findings adventure game, X and S, 1, 4, and 5. Valkyrie Champions, action adventure shooter fantasy. This is on the Steam Deck and PC. War Pips, not War Pigs, War Pips. This is a strategy game on everything but the PC. Looks very pixelated. Cultic. The Boston Cultics. Now, Cultic, first-person horror shooter for the PC. Fueled Up, an action game on the PC, the 4 and the 1. Goal, the Club Manager, a simulation for sports. This is PC and Mac OS, soccer. Lost Eidolons, E-I-D-O-L-O-N-S. Lost Eidolons, an RPG strategy game on the PC. Looks like a dungeon crawler. Naiad, NAIAD, an adventure game on everything and the Mac. Pilot Wings 64 comes to the Switch on Thursday. One of the great games of all time. You heard me. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back with the cheat code on Sports Bot.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. Time for the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. And I have here a request from Bobo, B-O-B-B-O, Bobo Fett. He says, Rick, where do I get the dismemberment debug code for Jedi Knight 2? Good one. Yeah, Star Wars Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Outcast. The way you do that, you go to the debug menu. Now, this is PC, obviously, when we're talking debug. You go to the debug menu, and you put in the code, H-E-L-P, this is all lowercase, H-E-L-P-U-S-O-B-I space 1. It's like help U-S-O-B 1. Help you, S-O-B-1. Kenobi, you're my only hope. Once again, H-E-L-P-U-S-O-B-1 space, I space 1, sorry. And you will be able to unlock realistic lightsaber combat that allows you to chop off enemy limbs or heads. And I know that's something that I was looking for. Yeah, that's right. Hey, thanks for tuning in, and we will see you next week on another live edition of the Video Game Review.